Johansson.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you got probably a lot of truth to that.
Well, just think right there of them, if them things was to get started.
Well, they ain't no getting started to it. They are started.
They would ruin a daggone crop land.
It was on the news here. My daughter told me yesterday, that's what he was talking about, that Don had was on the news here a night or two ago. Said they was having a problem in Oldham County. Got out there, got a farm. They said about 200 or 300 acres. And he's got wild hogs on it. And Fish and Wildlife's in there now trying to take care of it.
Take care of it how?
I don't know how.
Well, either shooting them or trapping them or something, but I sure wouldn't trap them. I'd shoot them.
That'd be the best thing, dude.
Yeah, they've been shooting them. And they'll noodle them right on the scene if they're a male, and I don't know, spade them if they're a nanny. I don't know what they do to them, boys. Let me see, I've seen them do that somewhere, and sometimes if they're if they've been around people's houses now, they just straight up, they'll kill them off fast and quick, too. There's a many in Florida, it's ridiculous. I did see that the other day.
Yeah, in other words, about half a mud hole continues, every bit of it. You know, that's all given down in Florida, is all that old low brush. Yeah.
But the thing about it is that they multiply like rats. The old cell have 6 or 12 at a time.
Oh, yeah, they sure can.
They ain't long till you got a lot of pigs.
All right.
Oh, you get that right.
Well, you know, a lot of them, they have so many of them that old sow lay on and kill a bunch.
Well, on those shows that you see on TV, you know, where they're catching them, they're giving them to the homeless shelters.
Yeah. I'd say if you got a young hog, one of them young ones, I'd say it'd be probably pretty good. But now, I'd say if you got one of them old boars, them old big boars weigh 400 or 500 pound, I'd say.
It probably wouldn't be 50.
I'd say it'd be so damn tough you couldn't cut them with a sawzall.
That's right. And that meat probably be a little strong, too.
Yeah, but there's a way of cooking them things. I forgot now. But you soak them in,
tomato juice, cinnamon?
Yeah, whatever, and that kind of thing will bring all that wild stuff out.
Yeah, but now, boys, they may bring that wild taste out, but I'll bet you they wouldn't make them no tender.
Well, you just got to cook it good.
Yeah, the crock pot. Well, yeah, I had a bar one day, buddy. It was the best I ever seen.
Was it tough?
No, it was excellent, buddy. I had a guy make the best burger steward work one day. It was the best I ever seen.
I ain't never tried to eat no bear. I ain't had the opportunity to.
Yeah, old girl works with us. Check it out. She was our environmentalist at the time. Oh, environmentalist, she was a bus. She had to carry the crossbow. I mean, not at work, you know, but she was a hunter. She was into the latest bows and rifles and scopes. She was like any avid man out here wanting to get in the woods. And she shot the bear and brought us a ham.
Is the meat greasy or what?
No, but it was just like a big old roast. What I had was just a, we ended up trimmed around her and got us a, did all kinds of stuff with it. But we got one piece there, just like a 6 pound of ham, cut off, squared up a solid meat, put wrapped that in aluminum foil, onions and peppers, and put a little bit of brown cinnamon and a kid of tomato paste on that thing, and let it sit there and simmer for several hours. By lunchtime, I tell you what, you'd never believe how good that was too, right there.
That sounds good.
It's the old way you fix any of that stuff, boys, I'm telling you. I mean, I ain't a lobster man myself, so I mean, I can say I don't, but everybody crazy over in lobsters, I'm just not. It's just something I would have never tried to fix, a lobster, where I'm just, and of course, in our area, we ain't around the ocean, I guess, too. We ain't gonna try a lot of lobster, aren't we? But anything around these woods, I'm about eating.
Buddy, I love seafood.
Shrimp, man, I could eat as much shrimp, dip.
Oh, yeah, me too.
When we go to Myrtle Beach every fall, I normally peg out right there on seafood.
Me too. We used to go every fall, Don, for many years, me and Sherwin, every year.
We got a condo out there, timeshare.
All right.
Oh, man. Don, big life. Look at that, don't you? I tell you what, boy. I went to one of them right there one time. That thing had VCR, DVD player in it, clean as any house you ever been into. Binoculars on the back porch looking over a pool, and the ocean was out there 100 yards from me. Woo! Talk about the best time I ever had.
Well, this condo, we go down the elevator and make a left turn right there and just walk right out on the beach.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the way this was, buddy. You was right upstairs. And it's kind of all right for me, because the way I parked under that little thing, actually, was I was looking at a way to run a water down there. I was going to try to make a transmission off that car, that rail up there.
Now, boys, we've had this thing long enough. It's already paid for, so basically, we get a week's vacation on the ocean right there on us for about $510, and that's the condo fee.
You think about Tom Fisher down there, him single, and women all over the beach, and him worried about where in the hell he's going to run a antenna wire. Now, you tell me something ain't just right.
He ain't right, is he, Robbie?
84MDC. Yeah, he needs his eyes checked. There's something there, Campbell, for you.
WA4SQO.
KG4HUP. Yeah, I take radio everywhere, boys. I do.
Come on, Tom. Come on, man.
Yeah, the best I ever did, I was sitting, I talked to that walking man pack in California. Y'all ever talk to him? I talked to the kite strike. He was on Daytona Beach flying a kite with a Yaesu 817 hooked to it, and the kite wire was his antenna. I thought that was cool. I ain't never got that extravagant, but I'd love to try it.